On Air Music presents Long Player.
Kia ora, it's Marlon Williams here. I'm here to talk about Plastic Bouquet, the new album, collaborative album I've made with Casey and Clayton.
You've fallen round with my heart again and making me cry.
I've been listening to Plastic Bouquet on repeat for the past few days.
Oh, nice.
It's just something that's like really grown on me, like, you know, I really enjoyed it the first time, but every time I listen to it, more things pop up, more, like, images for me.
Mm.
And what I picture is, like, throughout the album, there's some kind of, like, shotgun wedding or, like, a runaway bride. It's lots of, like, wedding imagery.
Mm.
I was wondering, like, how would you describe the album you made with Casey and Clayton?
Well, it's a country record, put simply. You know, it's sort of marriage of what country music means to me and what it means to, you know, to two cousins that grew up in on a ranch in Canada, you know, and what the resulting clash brings about, you know. It's love for the same music from two different worlds. So it's sort of a study in united language across the globe, I guess.
Yeah, and I also find Canadians have a similar sense of like personality or humour.
Yeah, we're both like quite deferral, and you know we're very we certainly got on that level.
Yeah, I find like the Americans, I don't know, I don't find them very funny, but Canadians, I think they're hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, Jim Carrey.
Yeah. Do you know Nathan Fielder?
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
He's amazing. Cool. How did you come about collaborating with them?
Well, I was on a tour in Europe with my band. We were driving along in the van, and the song came on my Discover Weekly playlist on Spotify, and it was the song called In the Springtime of the Year. I thought it was some deep, you know, 60s sort of Tin Pan Alley folk album that I'd missed somehow, and so I started looking it up, trying to work out who this Casey and Clayton was, and then realised that they were younger than me, and they're just, you know, they were these ranching kids that lived in Saskatchewan, Canada. So I just reached out to them straight away and said, I'm in love with what you guys do, and if you ever would consider collaborating, I'd love to do that. So, and then they're just like, yeah, that sounds great. So within a few months, I was in their world and we were doing it.
The first track that we're talking about today is Your Mind's Walking Out.
It's the one.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. It's my favourite song on the album. It's it was actually was written by Casey after our first recording session. You know, we spent 2 weeks recording in Saskatchewan, and then I flew back to New Zealand, and then we met up in Nashville the next year, about 8 months later, because we needed a couple more songs, and so she wrote this song, and it's just one of those songs that she played it to me, and I just couldn't stop smiling, not because it's an overly happy song, but it's just, there's something about it that just, it wins at what it's trying to do. And it was just an exciting prospect to be able to record it. It's a really compassionate song. It's a song that's full of love and care and worry, and I like that in the song.
We're a step ahead of the game.
Change it now.
How you stumble down endless decline.
Well, this next song, Arahura, was written by me a while ago. It's been floating around for a few years now, and sort of been trying to find the right spot for it on a record, and this just really felt like the perfect time to lay it down, because it's, you know, because I was going over to Canada and entering Casey and Clayton's landscape and their working with their band and you know, being in their world, I felt like it was an important thing to really bring a literal part of New Zealand to the project, and you know, and just to really help sharpen up the contrast between the two worlds. And I was just super excited about the prospect of having Casey sing on it. You know, I'm such a huge fan of her voice. The fan in me wanted to hear what she'd do with it. But yeah, it's Arahura is a song about a river on the west coast, the Arahura River, and it's prized for its pōnamu. It's got a lot of pōnamu in it. Yeah, it's about the river sort of being perplexed at the folly of man. It's a sort of a study on timescales too. It's, you know, sort of takes a look at the fact that the river's going to be around a lot longer than any of the people who are fighting over its property, you know. The Arahura, it ebbs and it flows, it changes in ways only rivers can know.
From the mountain above, I know I'm bound to the river I love, and in a million years I'll be up on that hill. But in a million more, I don't know that I will.
So yeah, Light of Love is a song I really wrote this song as if I was writing, you know, I really wanted to write a Casey Clayton song. It's, for, you know, for me, it was like this. That's what I, that kind of sound is what I love about Casey Clayton. So it was me trying to adopt their ways of doing things. But also, you know, it's, we really wanted to have a couple of moments on the album that were a classic character-driven part. So as you know, so there's the real contrast between the voices. It's a dialogue between two people. So it's, there's only a couple of moments on the album that are like that. But yeah, it's, you know, as you mentioned, it's, there's the wedding imagery is there again. It's, you know, it's the failed love despite all the best intentions. And you know, it's pretty tongue in cheek too. You know, there's, I don't want it to be taken too seriously. At the same time, that chorus was the first thing that came to me. Was a like the chords of that chorus, and so I just sort of built the song around that.
I'll tell the pastor we can make it to the chapel if it still is a time.
So isn't it, say, I think that was maybe the first song that Casey played to me that she'd written, and there's something in the imagery of the song, it's a little bit more abstract than a lot of the more straightforward country stuff. I just really like the imagery, and you know, a lot of these songs, you know, some of them are 2 minutes long, some of them it's 2 minutes 30, they're all really short, and I really like that about the album. I think it's, you know, I just love delivering the idea and then getting out of the way, you know. But yeah, isn't it? It's an interesting one. It's, you know, it's Clayton who plays all the guitar parts. I really I love the way he plays. He plays such a frenetic style, and but he's so good and so steeped in the knowledge of that music. But I spent quite a long time trying to convince him to just play random notes on the guitar, you know. It was just like, okay, just go for it, you know. Just, he'd be like, well, what do you want me to play? Like, what notes? I'm like, just beep 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 beep. What? You know, like beep 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 beep. What notes are they? And I was like, I don't know, just whatever, just random notes. And he looked at me while he's playing it like I was insane. But I don't know. I really like the effect. I'm very grateful to Clayton for doing that, doing my mad idea.
Those are some interesting instructions to give someone.
Yeah, just meep, meep. Yeah, what an asshole. Meep, 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 meep.
Where are the windows? Where did you hide?
to the last track, Devil's Daughter, which is also the last track on the album too.
It is, yes. I've been trying to write really sort of complicated songs for a while with little success. And I think one morning I just woke up and I started listening to the blues. I think it was some Blind Willie McTell or something. And I just thought, oh man, I'm just gonna write a blues song. Just a little, you know, really simple blues song with three verses, four chords, same repeating structure, and just try and write really economically and precisely. And for me it's one of it's one of the most pleasing songs that I've written for myself, because it is economic. It's careful and it doesn't overstep its own boundaries. And this is another one that I'd written before the project came up, and I thought it'd be amazing to sit down and work it out with Casey and work out a duet part. And it's the only one we did everything in one take.
That's impressive. Mm. One take.
Yeah. No, sorry. We screwed it up a couple of times, but we didn't do any overdubs.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, technically one take.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
This morning when I woke up, I opened my eyes to see the world in little pieces all around me. Could have been my baby, could have been the devil's daughter. I don't know, day to day she keeps changing on me. Put it back together without a lot. She's the devil's daughter. Knowing all about it makes it easy. Sooner or later, I'll have to tell somebody. They're gonna come and take her far away from me. Think I'm gonna cry when I lose my little baby. That's just the way it is, that's the mystery of love.
That was Long Player. Thanks NZ On Air Music.